So just following on from the previous recording, colitis and Crohn's disease, what are they? In this, I just want to run you through the particular treatments for these diseases. Now, the conventional treatment involves the taking of steroids to reduce inflammation and or surgery to remove infected parts, or in Crohn's you get things called fistulas which need to be surgically removed. So if you suspect that you have an inflammatory bowel disease, the first thing that you've got to do is that you must go and see your doctor to get a diagnosis. Now, any bowel habit changes is always worth mentioning, but in particular, blood and mucus, if your stool colour becomes very tarry or black or extremely light coloured or white, those are signs that you need to see the GP and have a conversation. Pain also tells you that something isn't right. So if in doubt, go and visit your doctor. And in particular, if any close member of your family has had any kind of bowel cancer, you really do need to be monitored by your GP if there are any changes. So let's talk a little bit more about how you might be able to help yourself then. So you've got the dietary support that you're going to need is going to be a therapeutic diet that really is designed by somebody who's trained in nutritional therapy, somebody like me. But just to give you a few guidelines, okay, so that you can get going on your own if you wish to. Now, I think it's prudent to omit all kind of dairy in any way, shape or form, just based on the research, and all sugars because of the evidence that sugars are implicated. Omit all starches because there is some evidence of poly and disaccharide intolerance in people that have these conditions. You need to make sure that you have plenty of protein so that the raw materials are there to heal your body. So you want to be getting that from fish and meat and poultry and good vegetarian sources as well, if you eat those sorts of foods, not sort of horrible packaged processed foods, but good quality food like beans and pulses and seeds and nuts and those sorts of things. Then you want to make sure that all your food is fresh and wholesome, real food, not from a box or a package or a freezer. So do what you can. If you can afford organic food, I think it's really important. You're healing your gut. You know, food is really, really important. Supplements-wise, it's common to have deficiencies with either of these conditions. So, and you could have deficiencies of all sorts of different things. So a good quality, and I mean good quality, vitamin and mineral supplement is a really good idea. Flavonoids are very helpful because they have anti-inflammatory properties. So you might want to eat lots of foods that contain a substance called quercetin, which you find in things like onions, but also your wonderful homemade chicken soup is absolutely great on that. And the other point to mention is that I believe that stool testing can be useful in these things, because if there are infections that are contributing to the problem or underlying the problem, you can identify these through stool testing. And medicines or herbal remedies are often much more effective than medicines, funnily enough, when they test to see what's going to work the best for you. So I really think stool testing can be very useful and effective as well. So that's just to give you a bit of an overview about how you can begin to help yourself through diet and nutrition if you have colitis or Crohn's disease.